It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. A couple of weeks ago, Dr. Husing began a look into the latest population figures for the Inland Empire obtained from the Federal Census Bureau and from various state of California offices that keep population-related figures. Last week, when we talked to Dr. Husing, we found out the top four biggest cities in the Inland Empire are Riverside, San Bernardino, Fontana, and Moreno Valley. All of those cities have more than 200,000 people. Riverside, the Inland Empire's largest city, has well more than 300,000 people. Numbers 5 through 10 are Rancho Cucamonga, Ontario, Corona, Victorville, followed by Murrieta and Temecula. If you throw in Rialto, all of those have more than 100,000 people before you get to Jurupa Valley with 97,000 people. We also talked about the fastest growing cities in the Inland Empire. They have been Riverside, Indio in the Coachella Valley, and Menifee in southwest Riverside County. The least fastest growing city, or city with the slowest growth, if you will, is Blythe on the Riverside County, Arizona border. And Dr. Husing was taken aback a bit by the second slowest growing city in the Inland Empire, a city that prides itself on being one of the more desirable places to live.
Surprising to me was the fact that Redlands has actually had a negative population growth.
Redlands, the second slowest growing city in the IE.
Actually,
to the point that it lost
379 people over six-year period of time, which was a real surprise to me. Anyway, that's sort of the population picture.
Okay.
When we look at where is population growing between the two counties, no surprise, 60% is in Riverside, 40% is in San Bernardino. So you've seen a real, and again, a lot of this has to do with where is the land.
Exactly. Okay.
Now, that's one metric that I tend to spend a lot of time looking at. The next one I like to look at a lot is retail sales. Now, why? Because when you're going to finance a city, taxable retail sales are the major single budget item for discretionary spending within cities.
Hmm.
And so the more you have retail sales, the more potential discretionary funding you have in the cities.
So the healthier a city could potentially be with retail sales.
Right.
Yeah.
And it also plays a role in the two counties. When you look at the two counties, in 2015, that's what these numbers for the complete year,
okay,
we had $65.2 billion in retail sales. A lot of activity.
Yeah.
$32 billion of that was in Riverside, $33 billion in San Bernardino. So San Bernardino was the larger of the two, despite having a smaller population, mostly because, interestingly enough, of where retail sales come from. They come from two sources. The obvious one, retail centers.
Mm-hmm.
So Victoria Gardens or
Ontario Mills.
Ontario Mills are over in...
Or the Promenade in Temecula.
Exactly. Down in Palm Desert, you have a lot of retail sales.
Yeah, Westfield Mall.
All of that sort of... That's obvious. What's not so obvious is a lot of retail sales come out of the large distribution centers and... industrial locations in the two counties.
You mean like Amazon, Walmart?
To the extent that they are credited to the local communities, they have a big effect on retail sales in the various communities. And a lot of it is. So Ontario, for instance, had the highest level of retail sales of any city, $6.59 billion. When you dig into that, yes, Ontario Mills is important, but far more important are retail sales out of the industrial facilities in the city. Some of this is warehousing. Some of this is manufacturing, where you're selling direct to other companies with the taxable sale being registered as a consequence.
So this is like wholesale to wholesale sales then?
That in where it's a tax is collected.
Uh-huh.
One of the interesting cases historically, it's not one of the major ones today, but it used to be that Chino which is down in eighth. Chino had one company that was selling phone equipment directly, and that phone equipment direct sales, the city of Chino, at its 1% sales tax, was actually making more than the profits of the company selling it.
Oh, really?
Then what happened, it got switched to a leasing program, and the city saw that go away. Mm-hmm. But when you look at where are the big sales, it's Ontario, followed by Riverside, not surprisingly, mm-hmm. given the size of the population. Corona, there's a lot of manufacturing involved there.
Yep.
Then Fontana, growing population, but also an increasing amount of industrial activity. Mm-hmm. Temecula, that's Promenade Mall, and the fact that Temecula dominates that whole southwest portion of Riverside County as a sales center.
Now, let me ask this question. How much does the wine country figure into retail sales now? Is that getting larger? Is it still just a spot?
That I cannot tell you, though there would be retail sales collected on sales at the wineries for sure.
Next week, we're going to talk about economic growth, or perhaps the lack thereof, in San Bernardino, Ontario, and other Inland Empire cities. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.